Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The 5-Minute Cortisol Reset for Women by Michelle H. Wales is a practical wellness guide focused on chronic stress, nervous system regulation, and the everyday effects often associated with cortisol disruption. Positioned within the women-focused health and longevity category, the book presents a 21-day plan built around brief somatic exercises intended to reduce stress load, ART, support recovery from burnout, improve mental clarity, boost energy, and encourage better sleep. Its central premise is that many women experiencing fatigue, tension, brain fog, or sleep disturbance are not lacking discipline, but may be operating in a prolonged survival state. Rather than offering a broad lifestyle overhaul, Wells structures the book around short, repeatable interventions that can fit into ordinary routines. The approach combines accessible explanations of stress physiology with a self-assessment framework and guided 5-minute resets, making the book less a theoretical discussion of cortisol and more a structured body-based practice manual. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cortisol dysregulation is framed as a survival mode pattern rather than personal failure. A defining idea in the 5-Minute Cortisol Reset for Women is its reframing of common stress symptoms. Wells presents fatigue, irritability, brain fog, sleep trouble, and emotional overwhelm, not as signs of weakness, but as possible indicators that the body has remained in a defensive state for too long. This framing matters because it shifts the reader away from moral self-judgment and toward physiological interpretation. In many wellness books, stress is treated mainly as a scheduling or attitude problem. Here, the emphasis is on the nervous system as an adaptive mechanism that can become overused when pressure is continuous. Cortisol is discussed as part of this wider stress response, not simply as a hormone to suppress. The book appears to use cortisol as an entry point for explaining how survival responses can affect energy, cognition, sleep, and recovery. This is useful because it connects physical and emotional symptoms without reducing them to either mindset or hormones alone. The practical implication is that the solution should not be more pressure, more productivity, or more self-control. Instead, the first task is to signal safety to the body through repeatable regulation practices. Secondly, the cortisol profile assessment personalizes stress patterns before prescribing practice. The cortisol profile assessment is one of the book's main organizing tools. According to available descriptions, it helps readers identify a stress signature such as sprinter, anchor, night owl, or total system overload. The value of this kind of framework is not that it can replace medical testing or clinical diagnosis, but that it gives readers a structured way to observe patterns that often feel chaotic. A person who functions intensely and then crashes may need a different starting point than someone who feels persistently heavy, depleted, or unable to settle at night. By naming these patterns, the book creates a bridge between subjective experience and practical intervention. This personalization also reduces the common problem of generic stress advice, where the same breathing exercise, sleep tip, or productivity rule is offered to everyone. The assessment appears designed to guide readers toward appropriate reset practices and to make the 21-day plan feel less arbitrary. Its limitation is that self-assessments depend on honest observation and cannot capture the full complexity of endocrine, mental health, or medical conditions. Still, as a behavioral mapping tool, it gives the program a more tailored and usable structure. Thirdly, the 5-minute format lowers the barrier to nervous system regulation. The book's most distinctive practical feature is its reliance on brief somatic resets. The promise of a 5-minute reset is not that complex stress physiology can be permanently changed in one session, but that regulation can begin with small, repeatable inputs. This is important for the intended audience because burnout and chronic stress often reduce the capacity to take on elaborate routines. A demanding program can become another source of failure, especially for women already managing work, caregiving, hormonal changes, or sleep deficits. By using short exercises, Wells makes nervous system work more accessible and less dependent on motivation. The 5-minute structure also reflects a realistic behavioral principle practices that are easy to start are more likely to be repeated consistently. The book reportedly includes 77 guided or illustrated resets, suggesting a broad toolkit rather than one fixed technique. Somatic exercises are body-based, meaning they emphasize sensation, movement, breath, posture, or grounding rather than purely cognitive reframing. This matters because stress is not only a thought pattern. It is also held in muscle tone, breathing rhythm, alertness, and bodily readiness. The short format gives readers a way to intervene at that level without requiring a full therapeutic session. Fourthly, the 21-day plan turns scattered stress tools into a sequenced routine. Many stress management books provide useful exercises but leave readers to decide when, how often, and in what order to use them. The 5-Minute Cortisol Reset for Women attempts to solve that problem through a 21-day plan. the sequencing matters because readers under stress often have limited decision energy. A daily roadmap reduces the need to design a personal program from scratch and makes practice more concrete. The 21-day structure also implies that the goal is not a single moment of relaxation, but repeated nervous system training. Available descriptions refer to building new neural pathways for steadier energy and deeper sleep, which should be understood in general behavioral terms rather than as a precise clinical guarantee. Repetition can help the body become more familiar with transitions from activation to calm. A plan of this length is long enough to create continuity, yet short enough to feel manageable. It also allows the book to combine assessment, practice, and observation over time. The main practical benefit is accountability without complexity. The limitation is that a fixed 21-day program may not match every reader's health status, trauma history, or schedule. Consistency is likely essential, and individual results will vary. Lastly, the book connects stress recovery with sleep, energy, and mental clarity. Wells positions cortisol regulation not as an isolated wellness goal, but as a pathway connected to everyday functioning. The subtitle and available descriptions emphasize reduced stress, recovery from burnout, clearer thinking, higher energy, and better sleep. This broad focus is realistic because chronic stress rarely appears in only one domain. When the body remains on alert, sleep can become lighter or delayed, concentration can decline, and energy may become uneven. By linking these outcomes, the book helps readers see symptoms as parts of a pattern rather than separate personal shortcomings. The emphasis on sleep is especially important because poor sleep can intensify stress reactivity, while stress can further disturb sleep, creating a self-reinforcing cycle. The somatic reset model gives readers an intervention point that does not depend solely on sleep hygiene rules or productivity adjustments. The energy focus also differentiates the book from guides that equate calm with passivity. The intended outcome is not merely to relax, but to restore capacity for daily life. At the same time, the book should be read as a practical self-regulation guide, not as a replacement for medical evaluation when symptoms are severe, persistent, or linked to underlying endocrine, psychiatric, or sleep disorders. In conclusion, the 5-minute cortisol reset for women is best suited for women who recognize patterns of chronic stress, burnout, brain fog, sleep disruption, or uneven energy, and want a structured but low-burden way to begin nervous system regulation. It may be especially useful for readers who have found broad wellness advice too vague or demanding, because its core method is organized around brief practices, a stress pattern assessment, and a defined 21-day sequence. The practical benefit is clarity. Readers are not simply told to reduce stress, but are given a repeatable format for noticing stress signatures and applying body-based resets. The intellectual benefit is a more integrated understanding of how stress physiology, emotional regulation, sleep, and energy can influence one another. Compared with many cortisol or hormone balance books, this one appears to stand out through its somatic emphasis and its 5-minute design. Rather than centering on supplements, restrictive routines, or extensive lifestyle reconstruction, it focuses on small regulation practices that can be inserted into daily life. Its realistic limitation is that short exercises require consistency and may not be sufficient for complex medical or trauma-related conditions. Even so, its combination of accessibility, personalization, and structured repetition gives it a clear place among practical stress recovery guides. If you would like to support Michelle H. Wells, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.